This has been up for discussion for the past few years, specifically with having to do with where we put cannabis money. How likely is a public bank in Sonoma County? On the KSRO live line with us, he's from the board of directors of Friends of Public Banking Santa Rosa. Philip Beard is here. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Pat.
We've been wondering where we need to put that cannabis money, and was that the beginning of your group's efforts to create public banking?
No. Cannabis banking is one of the uses that a public bank could be put to, but is by no means the only one, and I would argue by no means the most important one.
Okay, what else is it for?
The most important function of a public bank would be to serve as a depository for the assets that the city of Santa Rosa, or if we were to go larger, you know, the county of Sonoma, or maybe some joint powers authority that would include other cities or localities, so that the public bank would be where those where those entities keep their money. And what that would mean in concrete terms is that we would no longer be paying fees for transactions and the other functions that commercial banks normally perform that currently are going to the big banks that are the main depositories of public funds. Santa Rosa, for example, does its banking nowadays with J.P. Morgan Chase, and earlier it was with Wells Fargo. But those institutions charge a lot in interest and they charge a lot of fees. And if we had our own public bank, we could save all that money and use it for addressing the kinds of problems that have become so daunting in the last couple of years, in particular the rebuilding after the October 2017 fires.
What are the roadblocks to creating a public bank, Philip?
There are very stringent requirements for setting up a bank of any sort that are both federal requirements and state requirements. I'm not a banker. I'm not an expert on exactly what they all entail, but there are difficult rules that need to be complied with in order to establish a bank of any sort. First and foremost, I do know that you need to have a sizable, what they call capitalization. And the entity that wishes to become a bank has to have certain, you know, predefined amounts of money on reserve to use as the capital for that bank, which will then serve as the basis for the loans that the bank
is going to make. Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway, the rules are many and varied, and the thing about public banking is that since a public bank is not a profit-making institution, it's a nonprofit, it would ideally not be subjected to the same kinds of rules as a profit-making private bank would be subjected to. But that is all part of the current debate that's going on about how best to set up a public bank. There's only one in the United States currently,
wow,
but it's been around for 100 years and is very successful, and that is the Bank of North Dakota, which is owned not by private investors or shareholders, but by the people of the state of North Dakota.
And it's working.
And it's worked marvelously. It's not a sort of a retail bank with lots of branch offices and storefront operations where you can go in, you know, and cash a check or that sort of thing. It doesn't work that way. It's more you can think of it in terms of a wholesale bank that is working in conjunction with other banks and credit unions in the state of North Dakota to help them come up with the optimal loans to whomever needs to be paid for their services, so that public projects in North Dakota can be funded. And perhaps the best example of how that can help in times of great stress, like natural disasters is the Grand Forks flood of 1997, where the Bank of North Dakota immediately stepped in and made millions of dollars of low-interest loans to the city of Grand Forks for the rebuilding of that city after the flood. And that's the kind of thing that we could be doing here in Santa Rosa if we had a public bank.
Where does the city of Santa Rosa stand in terms of creating this public bank?
They are currently sort of waiting and seeing what is going to happen with some other initiatives in larger cities or areas, in particular the East Bay. Oakland, Berkeley, and Richmond, and the County of Alameda have joined together now to form an East Bay Public Bank, and they are working up a business plan as we speak.
All right,
and
very
Santa
good.
Rosa,
I'm running up against the clock, Philip. I'm sorry about that, but
okay.
I look forward to following this story.
Yeah, well, the City Council is interested in it. They're doing good work towards the possibility of getting a public bank. But we'll see whether it can be feasible or not.
Yes, indeed. It sounds like there are a number of good uses for it. Philip, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
That is Philip Beard. He is a member of the Board of Directors of Friends of Public Banking in Santa Rosa.